Bullet, The Earth and Its Peoples, Chapter 8, Networks of Communication and Exchange, 300 BCE to 1100 CE. Occasional contacts across the heart of Asia undoubtedly occurred for many centuries before the Silk Road regularized communication. Key to this process was cooperation between caravan traders and pastoral nomads in the Central Asian grasslands. The fact that the Parthian rulers of Iran were themselves of nomadic origin played an important role. In later centuries, trans-Asian trade fared best when pastoral peoples dominated either China or Iran or both. Maritime trade is typically affected by factors including wind patterns, the presence of islands, and good seaports. In the Indian Ocean, the monsoon shaped patterns of trade. Sea traders developed different relations with coastal areas that had ample water supplies and easy access to inland markets than they did with regions where mountains cut off coastal deserts from the interior. If the Sahara Desert is visualized as a sea of sand and rock, the beginnings of trade across it bear comparison with factors affecting Silk Road and Indian Ocean trade. Political and economic contacts between pastoral nomads who supplied caravan animals played an important role. However, trade was also influenced by the location of markets just north and south of the desert, as well as the connections those markets had with faraway suppliers and consumers. Unlike a real sea, however, the once verdant Sahara gradually dried. This change forced cattle herding peoples to move southward. That movement in turn contributed to the widespread migrations of Bantu-speaking peoples. Their shared linguistic and cultural characteristics led to widespread cultural similarity despite the great geographical distances between them. The effects of the Bantu migrations contrast with those made along the trade routes of this period. Migrating in groups, the Bantus maintained their rituals, social structures, and techniques of agriculture and metallurgy. Along overland and maritime trade routes, the comparatively smaller number of travelers exerted less social influence than economic. Although religious missionaries often traveled these routes, the doctrines they preached seldom fully replaced local religions. The lives of the people they converted often differed greatly from the lives of the missionaries' own people.